The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 22, Text 11 through 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in January of 1967 in New York.
Nittamapta Nitta Krishna Charani Unumok Krishna Parishad Naam Bhunje Sevasu. Yesterday we had been discussing two kinds of living entities. One class, Nitta Mukta, eternally liberated. They never come to this material world. They are eternally liberated. And another class, just like we are conditioned, we are eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned means we do not know when we have been conditioned like this. It is not possible to trace out the history. Because living entity by nature, he is not conditioned. But actually we see that we are conditioned. And there is no possibility to trace out the history. Many Brahmas life, not only one Brahmas, there are so many Brahmas changed and we are conditioned. So therefore, we are called eternally conditioned. Now this, what is the difference between the two? And those who are eternally free, liberated, they are godly. They are always ready to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. They are satisfied in that. Just like mother is satisfied simply by loving child, or friend is satisfied simply by loving. Of course, that sort of love is not possible in this material world. But there are some rare instances. At least we can get an idea that similarly, the eternal liberated souls, they are satisfied simply by loving Krishna. That is their satisfaction. Everyone wants to love. That is natural propensity. Everyone. When there is no loving object, then in this material world, we sometimes love cats and dogs. Because I must love somebody. If I don't find any suitable person, lovable, then I turn my love to some hobby, to some animal like that. See, the love is there. So this is dormant. Our love for Krishna is dormant. It is within us. But because we have no information of Krishna, therefore we are reposing our love to something which is frustration. That is not the object of love. Therefore we are frustrated. So many instances we have got, we need not describe. But here in this material world, love is 99.9% all frustration. Because the love is not reposed to the proper place. The proper place is Krishna. If we love Krishna, then we can love everyone. Just like if we pour water on the root of the tree, then the other parts of the tree, leaves and flowers and fruits and branches, automatically. So if we learn to love Krishna, then we can perfectly love others. So those who are eternally liberated, they love Krishna, therefore they are perfect in the spiritual world. Nitta mukta nitta Krishna charane unmo Krishna parishad na. They are all associates. The Supreme Lord is person. And He is innumerable lovers, living entities, they are also individual persons. Love means there is person, individual. Without individual person, there is no question of love. When the word love is used, there must be two lovers. Then the word is applicable, love. If there is no person, for love is not with the ear, there must be person. So, the Supreme Lord is person, and the lovers, the living entities, they are also persons. They forget who is God, who is not God. But the central focus is in Krishna. Everyone loves Krishna. Without seeing Krishna, they are mad. This is the position in the spiritual world. Simply love Krishna, that's all. Bhunya Shivasu, and by loving, as we have got a little perverted experience of love affairs, so just imagine when that love is pure and true, how much pleasure there is. So that thing is there in the spiritual world. Pure love. And the object is Krishna. Therefore, we are so much in bliss. That is bliss. That is bliss. Satchidananda Vigraha. Eternal love with knowledge that here is Krishna and the anandamaya bhyasa, that is perfect stage. Lovable object eternal, lover eternal, with knowledge, with eternal life, that is there in the spiritual world, this is the universe. They are all in bliss. Now, so far we are concerned, the conditioned soul, nitya baddha krishna haite nitya vahimu. Our business is to hate Krishna, that's all. What is God? God. The foolish people are assembled, speaking of God. Nitya, they are generally, naturally, they are haters of God. In this condition, just the opposite. In the spiritual world, they are by nature we are lover of God, but here, being illusion, we think God as our enemy and we don't like God. We like this Maya. So, nitya baddha krishna ita nitya mahimma nitya samsar bhunje narakari du. Therefore, because they have forgotten Krishna and they are averse to Krishna, therefore the result is that perpetually they are entangled in this material world. In the fact, material world means threefold miseries. Plus, so long in principally we have got fourfold changes, birth, death, old age and disease, and these fourfold changes are always mixed with threefold misery. So, it is sevenfold miserable condition, and those who are in ignorance, they do not understand this miserable condition. They think we are all right. And when the sense comes that we are not all right, we are in miserable condition, that is the state of inquiries about Brahma. That is called Brahma Jignana. So generally, people are so much ignorant that they cannot understand their miserable condition. This is called samsara. Samsara means entanglement in these miserable conditions of material existence. And bhunya narakadi dukh. By miserable condition, we want to compensate this miserable condition, but due to our ignorance, we become more and more miserable and narakadiju, a hellish life. Nana jani bhaman kare, kadarja bhakhan kare, tar janma adhapateli. We are circumambulating various types of species of life. I'm eating all sorts of nasty things, and this is the condition of material existence. Narakadi-dukh. Narakadi-dukh means hellish condition. But we do not understand. This is our ignorance. Hellish condition. Sei doshe maya pisachi dhanna kare tare adhyastikadi tapatray tare jari mare. So, on account of this ignorance, we are under the control of this material nature. Actually, due to our forgetfulness, due to our averseness to Krishna, we are under the condition of this material nature. This is the saman samasya. Due to our averseness, we don't like. Sei doshe maya pisachi danda kare tare. Danda kare tare means give in punishment. You have not seen. Perhaps you have been in India, you have seen the Devi picture of goddess Durga. She has got trishul, like this, trident. Yes, this trident, she has got in her hand, a trident. And an asur, a demonic person, is struggling with lion. And the goddess is piercing the trident on the chest of that demon. And this figure is there, that is called Durga. Have you seen that picture? That one lion has attacked the demon. And the lion is the carrier of Devi, goddess Durga. She rides on lion, just like we ride on horse, the Devi. She rides on lion, and the lion has attacked the demon. The demon is also very strong, fighting with the lion. And the mother, the goddess Durga, she has caught the demon by the hair and piercing the trident on the chest. And the lion has attacked. So this is our position. We are thinking that the demon. Now this lion is the symbol of Rajagun. Kama esa krodha esa rajaguna samudbhava. Rajagun means we are full of lust and anger. When there is excess of rajagun, then we are full of lust and anger. And when there is satogun, then there is knowledge. And when there is tamogun, neither anger nor, lust, nor knowledge, simply just like the body road, you see, lying down on the street. This is the sign of ignorance, tamogun, yes. So, this is going on. So, the demons. Demands means that characteristic to challenge the existence of God. And therefore, this prakriti, nature, is piercing the trident. The trident means threefold miseries. Miseries pertaining to the body, pertaining to the mind, just like yesterday night you had some trouble due to the body. So, sometimes mind, today I am not very good mood, there is something wrong. The body is all right, but the mind is not all right. This is called adhyatik. Then adhi-bhautik. Adhi-bhautik means misery is offered by other living entities. Just like at night, bed bug. Very nice situation. Whole night there is no sleep. Why? There is adhibhauti. Adhibhauti. Or some enemy. These are all miseries, but we forget. And adhidaivik. Adhidaivik. just like a heavy snowfall, severe cold, severe heat, earthquake, famine, war. These are Adidevi, forced by you, by a superior power. You know, nobody wants war, but it is forced. These are called Adidevi miseries. So three kinds. Here it is said that Adhyatsikati Taputraya Tarej. So we are under the control of this material nature, and that trident is fierce on my chest. How can I understand that this trident I am experiencing every moment? These three kinds of miseries are there. Either this or that, or three or two or one, must be there. So those who are, enlightened, they can understand that we are miserable, we are in miserable condition. And those who are not enlightened, in ignorance, they think, this is all right, don't care for it. So, but actually, we are in miserable condition. Kaam krodher daas hoiya tara lathi khay, bhramite bhramite jodi sadhu vaidya paay. Very nice. In this way, we are being kicked up. And freedom of football. The football is kicked from this party and thrown to the other party. The other party kicks and it turns. The football thinks, if the football thinks that I am in freedom movement, so what is that freedom? Kicked from this party to that party. So here the same thing is said, kaam krodher daas hoiya tar lathi khay. Just like the football player, the football is under the kicking method of two parties. Similarly, we are under the kicking method of two things, lust and anger. We are lusty, and when our lust is not fulfilled, then we become kicked by anger. Two things. Just like the football is kicked by this party and that party. Similarly, our position is, we are being kicked sometimes by lust and sometimes by anger. So we are going on, leading our life in this way. Kaam krodher daas hoiya tar lathi khay, bhramite bhramite jodi sadhu sanga paay. Now, in this way, we are passing our life. But if by chance we get association of a saintly person, tar upadeshes mantrem pishachi palay, Krishna bhakti payatave Krishna nikat jay. If by chance we get association of a pure devotee, then by his mercy this illusion becomes over. Tam upadesha, by his instruction. Sadhu sangha means tasmat sasu sajjita buddhiman. Therefore, it is advised that everyone should seek association of saintly persons. And by this, by saintly persons' instruction, this ghost of ignorance will be removed. Tar mantra, just like you have seen ghostly haunted persons. In India, there are so many cases. So there are chanter also. What is called enchanter? Or those who are who can make treatment a ghostly, not magician. Not medium. Enchanter, I think, you call. A sorcerer, yes. So they chant some hymns and the ghost go out. Similarly, if we chant this Hare Krishna, then the ghost of Maya, by which we are being kicked from this side to that side, that will be over. Sar mantra, the instruction is received from a saintly person, sadhu, then this illusion of being kicked up from this side to that side by lust and anger, under the spell of this material energy, will be over. Tar upadeshe mantri pishachi palay, then what is next? Krishna bhakti paaye tabe Krishna nikadya. Then he is beginning of Krishna consciousness is there. Krishna consciousness begins from there. If by chance, in this way, just like the football is being kicked somewhere or other, if it goes out of the line, the kicking is stopped. Similarly, we also, if we get the shelter and association of a bona fide saintly person, then this business of being kicked by lust and anger is stopped by his instruction, by his advice. Chantas chinnanti asya manabhyasanga uktivi. The whole trouble is in the mind. Mind, just like there is a knot. So knot is to be cut or it is to be opened. So this mental knot with this material attraction is cut by the instruction of saintly person. The cutting weapon is instruction. Therefore, one should take advantage of the instruction of saintly person so that the knot of material attachment may be cut and the Krishna consciousness may begin so that his path of liberation is open. Thank you.